Can I get one more of these, please, and one more of whatever he's drinking? Thank you. Okay. As hilarious as this has been, I think you've misunderstood what's happening here. Usually I'm a bit more subtle than this, but in your case, I see that I'm just gonna have to say it. I'm not trying to get past you to get to your friend. I'm flirting with you. You look so surprised. I've been talking to you for the past 15 minutes. How bad do you think I am at this? Anyway, I can talk to him whenever I want. You're the one who only comes out on special occasions. I am not settling. Look, if I wanted your little friend, I could be sitting on his face before last call. The way you squirm when I say something just a little terrible makes me wonder how terrible I could be before you stopped looking at me with those big round eyes. I don't think you would mind if I got a little rough, would you? No. No, I don't think you'd mind at all. Does it make you hungry? Does it make you want something awful? I could be awful to you. Why aren't you walking away? Don't you know that I could hurt you? I just threatened you, and you're looking at me like I'm going to put a communion wafer on your tongue. Do you believe me yet? I don't want your friend. I want the boy who's so desperate to be dominated that he's swaying on his feet after just a few nasty words. Oh, I thought you were cute for a while. I saw you hanging around with him, but I never thought you were meant for a woman like me. Until last week. You remember. I was tired, and I guess I slipped up. I mentioned putting someone who displeased me over my knee. Played it off as a joke, but you stared at me like I was your hope of heaven. And when I caught your eye, you went so red. You couldn't look at me. It made me wonder if you were made for a woman like me after all. Was I wrong? Are you shaking your head instead of answering me because you can't trust your voice? After that day, I was just insatiably curious. I kept remembering your face, your adorable reaction. Were you curious too? Did you go home and reach between your legs and wonder if I was really just joking? Did you imagine being in my lap? Pants down, ass red. You don't have to imagine, you know. Put your drink down before you spill it. Tell me if you thought about being over my knee. Don't hunch your shoulders and nod. Look at me and use your words. That's better. My, you're in a bad way already. Has it been too long since a woman told you what to do? You haven't. You haven't what? Oh! No wonder you look at me like that, my little deer in the headlights. No, convincing your ex to spank you does not count. For one thing, you would never need to convince me to hurt you. I'd do it whenever I wanted. But I'm moving too fast. This isn't very fair of me, is it? You aren't thinking straight right now, and frankly, watching you bite your lips and squirm every time I say something awful, I'm not thinking very straight either. I just want to run you right over and take everything you're so desperate to give me. Talk to me. Tell me all the nasty things you want the bad lady to do to you. You can look at the floor, cover your face if you have to, but you do have to tell me. Come on, start small. What are you going to call me when I'm straddling you? Mistress. Yes, I like that. Now, try to calm down a bit. Why don't you tell me some of the things you don't want me doing? Tell me your safe word or make one up now. Okay, good. Yes, that's fine. I can live without that. No, I'm definitely not into being called mommy, so don't worry about it. Keep going. What else? No deal breakers so far. Anything else? Well, you tell me if you remember something. Now, any edge cases? Things you're not sure if you want. Things that maybe scare you a little bit. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, you look a little less red now. Let's go back to the fun stuff. Tell me something you do want. Come on, closed mouths don't get fed. You want me to hurt you, you have to say so. Don't give me a blank check because I will cash it. Sure, I can pull your hair. And yes, I have plenty of things I can hurt and restrain you with. No, that wasn't disapproval. I'll enjoy degrading you more than I can properly express. What's that? Break you in. That's cute. Are you too shy to say fuck my ass, sweetheart? Do you like that? Do you like to be called nice names? You don't. Good slut. You don't want to be my sweetheart, do you? You want to be my. Oh, you're going to have to say that louder or come closer. And if you come closer, I am going to touch you, so might be best not to. My toy. Oh, slut. I don't take very good care of my toys. My toys don't get to decide how they're played with. Are you very sure that's what you want to be? Not my sweet little pet. My good boy. Not even my submissive. Toys don't get respect. Toys don't make choices. Toys aren't people. That's what you want? You want your body to be a thing I use to entertain myself? Be careful, slut, because I won't be. I'm losing interest in protecting your safety, and you clearly aren't capable of doing it for yourself. Fuck. I am too nasty a woman to keep trying to convince you that you don't want me to make you cry. I will, slut. I'll make a point of it if you keep this up. You're trying to start something I'm not sure you're going to want me to finish. Do you know what you're doing to me? Such a nice-looking young man, looking at me with eyes so big, voice breaking, telling me how much he wants me to grind him under my fucking heel. You can't, or you would have run screaming. Okay, before I completely lose my head, go and tell your friend you'll text him in 2 hours, and if you haven't, tell him to call the police. No, you're correct on all counts. I was not planning on asking if you wanted to come home with me. I'm quite sure you've been mine for the taking ever since I told you I was willing to hurt you. But go on, call my bluff. Go home alone tonight and pull your own hair. Fuck your own ass. No, you don't want that. I didn't think so. You want to walk into the bear trap with your eyes wide open. Go on and tell him. Try not to stammer too much.